Section 22, The Word of Wisdom, A Principle with Promise. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, Our Heritage, pages 25 through 26. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verse 4. What does this verse teach about the Lord's reasons for giving the Word of Wisdom? What is the Lord's counsel about what is not good for the body? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verses 5 through 9. What are some of the consequences of using harmful substances? What is the Lord's counsel about what is good for the body? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 124, and Section 89, verses 10 through 17. What are the promised blessings for those who obey the word of wisdom and walk in obedience to the commandments? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verses 18 through 21. How have you been blessed as you have obeyed the word of wisdom? Scripture chain, the body is a temple. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 17 through 20, and section 89 of the Doctrine and Covenants. Scriptures relating to section 22, the Word of Wisdom, a Principle with Promise. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verse 4. Behold, verily thus saith the Lord unto you, in consequence of evils and designs which do and will exist in the hearts of conspiring men in the last days, I have warned you and forewarn you by giving unto you this word of wisdom by revelation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 5 through 9. 5. That inasmuch as any man drinketh wine or strong drink among you, behold, it is not good, neither meat in the sight of your Father, only in assembling yourselves together to offer up your sacraments before him. 6. And behold, this should be wine, yea, pure wine of the grape, of the vine of your own make. 7. And again, strong drinks are not for the belly, but for the washing of your bodies. 8. And again, tobacco is not for the body, neither for the belly, and is not good for man, but is an herb for bruises and all sick cattle, to be used with judgment and skill. 9. And again, hot drinks are not for the body or belly. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 124. Cease to be idle. Cease to be unclean. Cease to find fault one with another. Cease to sleep longer than is needful. Retire to thy bed early, that ye may not be weary. Arise early, that your bodies and your minds may be invigorated. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 10 through 17. 10. And again, verily I say unto you, all wholesome herbs God hath ordained for the constitution, nature, and use of man. 11. Every herb in the season thereof, and every fruit in the season thereof, all these to be used with prudence and thanksgiving. 12. Yea, flesh also of beasts and of the fowls of the air, I the Lord have ordained for the use of man with thanksgiving, nevertheless they are to be used sparingly. 13. And it is pleasing unto me that they should not be used only in times of winter, or of cold or famine. 14. All grain is ordained for the use of man and of beasts, to be the staff of life, not only for man, but for the beasts of the field, and the fowls of heaven, and all wild animals that run or creep on the earth. 15. And these hath God made for the use of man, only in times of famine and excess of hunger. 16. All grain is good for the food of man, as also the fruit of the vine, that which yieldeth fruit, whether in the ground or above the ground. 17. Nevertheless, wheat for man, and corn for the ox, and oats for the horse, and rye for the fowls, and for swine, and for all beasts of the field, and barley for all useful animals, and for mild drinks, as also other grain. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 18 through 21. 18. And all saints who remember to keep and do these sayings, walking in obedience to the commandment, shall receive health in their navel, and marrow to their bones. 19. And shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge, even hidden treasures. 20. And shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint. 21. And I, the Lord, give unto them a promise, that the destroying angel shall pass by them as the children of Israel, and not slay them. Amen. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, the body is a temple. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? 17. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? 20. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body, and in your spirit, which are God's. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 17 to 20. 17. Yea, and the herb and the good things which come of the earth, whether for food or for raiment, or for houses or for barns, or for orchards or for gardens, or for vineyards. 18. Yea, all things which come of the earth and the season thereof are made for the benefit and the use of man, both to please the eye and to gladden the heart. 19. Yea, for food and for raiment, for taste and for smell, to strengthen the body and to enliven the soul. 20. And it pleaseth God that he hath given all these things unto man, for unto this end were they made to be used with judgment, not to excess, neither by extortion. Refer also to section 89 of the Doctrine and Covenants. End of the scriptures relating to the scripture chain, the body is a temple. End of section 22, the word of wisdom, a principle with promise.